I remember some 20 years ago, everyone was concerned about what was called netiquette, proper behavior on the internet. There were dozens or hundreds of websites with all sorts of lists of what was and was not acceptable internet usage. Unfortunately, all sorts of new technologies have led to all sorts of new etiquette issues. Now, the 2012 Intel Mobile Etiquette Survey has found that 92% of American adults said they wished other people practice better mobile behavior. What this means is that almost everyone thinks they aren't doing anything bothersome, but that almost everyone else thinks they are. According to the survey, the top three irritants are people who text while driving, people who talk too loudly on cell phones in public, and people who have device volume turned up so loud everyone can hear it. But apparently, according to the statistics, no one thinks they do these things, but that everyone else does. The survey also found that 20% of the respondents said that some of what they post online is false. This means that at least some of what your friends say in social media isn't true. Of the postings, the most irritating are people who continually complain online, who post private information, and who post inappropriate or explicit photographs. In other words, most people don't like what other people are posting. To put it bluntly, most people, even your virtual friends, don't care what you're having for dinner. What these results show is that many people are not sure how to balance the benefits and shortcomings of new forms of media. People aren't sure how to use the new devices or how to relate to others who are using them. Things sure were easier when we wrote letters and talked on the telephone in the privacy of our own homes. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.